Der Pisri Tshuwe, now, in Simen Kufte, Sifal, Betriebot, Alim Prichodosh Nimosik, the whole do it way me mech to sag. In other words, the trof doesn't mean careful, but it means more. Vayim b'seifer, Michas Yaakov, the Dante, the Midrabono, Minon Davke Kevin, Vayim b'chimigodim b'psicha shekosav, the Bisa, the Rabono, and the Michas Yaakov, made it in Tzorach careful. Vav Bisa, the Reise, Hameikel b'mashu yeisa, to Krichodo Hashem l'gabay. Now, what's the sheet of the Michas Yaakov? The Michas Yaakov sheet is, as far as Bitulim Ovni the Reise is concerned, so it means more. But as far as Bitulim Ovni the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon will require Kevul. So Mimela he says, so Gabi and Nisa the Rabbonon, so that Chumre of Kevul, rather than more, doesn't apply. That is it. Avi Yisrael the Reise HaMekel B'mashu Yisrael K'Prichodosh in Rikadei. Because the Shite of the Prichodosh is that even in Nisa the Reise there is no requirement of Kevul, of double, just of more. Alright. Vayim B'tshuvas Chasam Seifer. Vayim B'tshuvas Chino B'is Yehudei. Simen Pei. Shedaitei K'Prichodosh. The Inzorech Kevul Avi Yisrael Teher. Now the Prichodosh is here. Now the Mogen Avraham, I mentioned it last time when we went over the Shach, you know, in Simen Kuf Zayin. So I mentioned that the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tof Nun Hei Siftes Vov in Hilchas Pesach. Simen Tof Nun Hei Siftes Vov agrees with the Shite of the Shin Kubetzes in Beitzet Avdalet and the Shite Zachinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches that we don't need Kevul, we only need more. Vayim Shom Shecholak Al Chocham Echot Shepireish Divrei Hashach. שכוס הפחד בתרי בוטל קלימה ברוב ואפילו לקרוב אלו בהנח תרי שניתן עם נאיסה לראות עליימה להביס חתיכס ביחד הם קטן מן נאיסה ולקי אלו רוב מיין דהי נביס חלוקי נגד אחד ולא רוב מיין אפילו אוכל בוטל והוא חלק עליו. In other words, so the primigodim is chelik, so there is one pshat in this shach when the shach says in sivo bitrei bottle kelema birov ki dichsid achi rabin lahatis va'afilu lekerov אלו בהנח תרי שהם קטנים מנויסיה ואפילו לקרוב אלו בהנח תרי שהם קטנים מנויסיה. In other words, the shach means that if you have two small chatiches that are heter, even though it's possible, you don't know, it's possible that the one chatiche of Yisrael is so gigantic that in Kamus it has more then the total size of the two individual small chatiches, so there is already bitul. In other words, this is the pshat that he mentions in the shach, in Sivov. So according to that person, the shach shita is that it's rov minyan, not rov binyan. So then the shach does not have to say that kevul is not important. Maybe the shach shita is that kevul is important. But we all consider it from the point of view of minyan, not from binyan. But he says, so the Chasam Sefer, this Chasam Sefer is chilek on that pshat in the shach. Upirish the rotzo leima di behanoch trei yeish gam rov binyan shabeis yeish abdeli min echot elo din tzorich keifu. I mean, this is exactly the pshat that the primigodim in Sipsi Das so explains the shach here in Sivov. So this is how the primigodim explains it. Betray bottle claim a birov ki dichsi v'achirab lahatis v'afilu lekerov v'labhanach trei shim ktanim in Yisea. So what does it mean shitanim in Yisea? So in other words, rov minyan. So the primigodim explains no. Rov minyan has no importance, has no significance. Rov minyan has no significance. That rov minyan. So but here he mentions a case where you have two small chatiches that are definitely happy. So as long as you are sure that the size of the two small chatiches daheter are more in kamus than the chatiches iser, so there is already bitul. So in other words, this is how the primigodim explains it. In other words, that first of all, as far as rov is concerned, we are only interested in rov binyan. And minyan doesn't mean a thing. And then that we only, as far as kamus is concerned, we don't need double. We only need more. An excess in kamus, in the heter over the isa. And even though very easy. Even though there is, so now, even though there is no cave. So in other words, it's not so muchach what the shit is, what the pshat in the shacht. Anyway, we have three shittas in regard to the question of Rav Minyan versus Rav Minyan. So we have three shittas. We have the shita of the Primigodim in the Sharat Arubes that only Binyan is important, Minyan is not important. And if we are sure that there is one chatiche, that there is one chatiche that in Kamus has more than the Iser, even if the Iser will consist of two units, so there is bittul according to the Primigodim, because the important thing is only Rav Binyan, not Rav Minyan. Then there is the shita of the Nefesh Chayo of Chaim Lozer Wax, that the important thing is only Minyan, and Binyan is not important. So in other words, if we are sure that there are two small chatiches, that at least there are two small chatiches against one chatiche of Iser, possibly one chatiche of Iser, even if it's possible that the chatiche of Iser is so gigantic that it has a larger size than the two individual chatiches of Heter combined, so there is already bittul berov, as long as there is Rav Minyan, there's the sheet of Nefesh Chayo, and then there is the sheet of the Knesset Sagdilo, that in order to have bittul, we must have both. We must have Rav Binyan, and we must have Rav Binyan. So we must be sure that there are at least two chatiches of Heter against a chatiche of Iser. And we must also be sure that the chatiches of Heter have in Binyan, in Kamus, they have a larger size than the Iser. That's the sheet of the Sagdilo. Now, there is one thing that I don't understand. I mean, how can the Primigodim say with so much certainty that the important thing is Rav Binyan, not Rav Minyan? And if we are sure that, let's say, if we are sure that there is, let's say, suppose, I mean, usually you don't have such a case, because if it's Yovish, be Yovish. So, in other words, and if one is larger and one is smaller, so you should be able to identify the Iser from the Heter. But it can only arise in a case where you don't know. You know that there is a Chaticha of Iser, but you don't know whether the larger Chaticha is the Chaticha of Iser or the smaller Chaticha. So in such a case, the Shaila comes up. So according to the Primigodim, if we are sure that the Chaticha Iser, has in Kamus much more, I mean, if you are sure that the Chaticha Heter in Kamus is much more than the Chaticha Iser, even if there is a possibility that there might be two small Chaticha Iser. But if that is the case, that there are two small Chaticha Iser, but the one gigantic Chaticha Heter in Kamus has larger size than the two small Chatiches Iser, so there is still bittul according to the Primigodim. Why? Because the important thing is Rav Binyan, not Rav Minyan. So if the Shulchan Aruch passed completely like the Rosh, I could understand that. I could understand the Primigodim. Because according to the Rosh, there is a halacha of Ibn Midrabonon, of Isa Nepachleter. If Isa Nepachleter, at the very outset, Without the biru of Kol Dipolish taking effect. So melee we can still argue both ways. But we can say that in order that the aloha of Isa Nepachleta should take effect, so if you have Rav Kamus, Rav Binyan, so Isa is Nepachleta, without Rav Minyan. But the Mechaber paskens completely like the Rashi. He is even machmir, he mentions one shite like Tesis. But Tesis shite is also like the Rashba. He goes one step further. But Tesis shite is certainly like the Rashba. So the Mechaba passes completely like the Rashba, not like the Rosh. That means that there is no halacha of Isa Nepachleheter at the very outset by Yomish B'Yomish. That first we must establish a din of Kol Dipolish. But vis-a-vis an achile of all the three chtiches together, or bishul of all the chtiches together, so the din of kol diporish doesn't apply. So mele there is no isa nepach le'etar either. True, the Taz says that even the Rashbo is chilik on the Rosh only on the Rabbonim level, and on the Raisa level is not chilik. But on the Rabbonim level is certainly chilik. It seems that Ramo agrees with the Taz that the Rashbo is only chilik on the Rosh and on the Rabbonim level, not on the Raisa level. But on the Rabbonim level is chilik. So merely the Mechaber passes completely like the Rashbo. The Ramo shaloi b'mokim efsek lechav merube, he passes like the Rashbo. But he passes, he relies on the Rosh, be mokim efsed. But shaloi be mokim efsed, so he also passes like the Rashbo. And the Mechaber certainly, being be mokim efsed, be shaloi mokim efsed, he passes like the Rashbo. And according to the Rashbo, the chol apoches in the Rabbanon, there is no halacha of isa nepach leheter unless the din of kol diporish miru, the biru of kol diporish miru be porish is established. Now, so the biru of kol diporish miru be porish is certainly dependent upon Rav Binyan, not upon Rav Binyan. How can you apply the aloha of kol diporish without Rav Binyan? Bishleime the din of isa nepach leheter. So that could take effect with Rav Binyan, without Rav Binyan. But Kol Diporish, how could the Aloha of Kol Diporish take effect without Rav Binyan? So how can the Primigodim, how can the Primigodim say, Beile Kuh, Beile Chumre, that if the Chtich HaSeter, if Klap Ishmael is Gali, that the Chtich HaSeter, which is one chaticha, is larger than the chtichas iser, so then it's bottle berov. In other words, let's say, suppose you have itarubes of chad bechad. Of chad bechad, let's say you have two eggs. One egg, one beitzo is a beitzo asuro, and one beitzo is a beitzo muteres. But one egg, the beitzo muteres is larger than the beitzo hasur, and you cook them together. So let's forget the union of shishi, but let's consider only the aloha of rov. So according to Primigodim, so there would be bit of rov. So when you're mivashel together, then it's taruves of lar belach, we can understand, because there you don't have to resort to the biru of kol diporish. Mashenkin, the Primigodim applies it to Yovish B'Yovish, and according to the sheet of the Rashbo, in order that the din of Isa Nepach Leheta should take effect, first the biru of kol diporish has to take effect. So if you don't have two against one, two heter against one in number, so how can you say kol diporish? As you cannot apply the aloha of kol diporish from the point of view of Kamus, of Binyan, the aloha of kol diporish has to be applied from the point of view of Minyan, not from the point of view of Binyan, as far as kol diporish is concerned. So when it's a question, let's say, if you have 10 stores, one store in the market, and then nine stores sell kosher meat, and one store sells trefe meat, and then you find a chtiche, outside the stores. So you find the chtiche, you don't know whether it's from the kosher stores or from the trefe stores. So you're not going to consider the volume of business carried out by the trefe store vis-a-vis the kosher stores. As long as you have nine stores that sell kosher and one store that sells trefe, and then you find in the street a piece of meat, so we say kol diporish merub beporish. And it, regardless of the size of the piece of meat, it doesn't matter, because kol diporish is considered exclusively from the point of view of Binyan, not of Binyan. I mean, it wouldn't make sense from the point of view of Binyan. It couldn't make sense. So Mimele, how can the Primigodim say that Binyan is the only important thing given by Yovish B'Yovish? After all, the Mechaber Paschal is completely like the Rajbo. So that means the Chol HaPoches Mi Rabbonon, in order that the Din of Issa Nepach Le'etah should take effect, so first we must establish that the Aloch of Kol Polish. Without Rav Minyan, there is no Kol Polish without Rav Minyan. So, it's Mistaba, the Shita of the Knesset Agdelo is Mistaba. Because, why? Because as far as Issa Nepach Le'etah is concerned, we can say that that Rav Binyan is the important thing. But so mila balar bilach. So let's say when you cook, let's say smaller egg with a bigger egg, and the smaller egg is iser, and the bigger egg is heter. So then you have bittel berov when lar bilach. But when you have it arumes of yovish biyovish, so according to the Rashbo, first the aloche of kol dipolish has to take effect, and kol dipolish takes effect only on the basis of Rav Minyan, not on the basis of Rav Binyan. But in order that Issa Nepach Le'etah should take effect, then we must have Rav Binyan. That's the pshat in the Knesset Agdelo Shita. I mean, it's very mistaber. But the Shita of the Nefesh HaChaya can also understand. But the Shita of the Primigodim, I cannot understand according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that we pass like the Rashba. If we pass like the Rosh, I could understand the Shita of the Primigodim. But since we pass like the Rashba, I cannot understand how we can say like the Primigodim. All right, now, next time, we are going over the Taz and the Shach, which is very little, of Simen Kuf Tes, and then we'll proceed with Simen Kuf Yud. Now, I want to tell you, as a matter of fact, before the Pesach vacation, I told you that you should start chazaring Taruves. Taruves is not so simple, Taruves. Taruves is more difficult than Meliche or anything else in your day. So, that you should start chazaring before the Pesach vacation. Now, the Pchine on Taruves will be given, definitely, before Shavuos. I don't know when before Shavuos, but definitely before Shavuos. It will not be given after Shavuos. So, Mele, no matter how slow we are in covering Simen Kuf Yud, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, I mean, can be covered in one Shia, I mean. But no matter how slow we are in Simen Kuf Yud, the Pchina and Taruves will be given before Shavuos. So you have to make Chazore and Taruves. All right.
The two of Simen Kuf Tes. The two of Simen Kuf Tes. Chticho shinuru nischabei, shenisar v'achiris, yovish v'yovish. Taylor, אך הוא אחד מתראי, הוא חיירה נראה שהנחילו בניסיו ונראה בין שם ונראה, כי של נפרד וכתיך את דקה, של ניקה בין זה לזה. In other words, it's not such a deep pursuit that יובש ביובש מי שלא במין אלו בעל השישי. So the tour says, לחיירה יש יובש ביובש שבבוח ברוב ויבין בעל מין שלא במין אלו. Except that some רשאים עם סיליקנטו. אבל בעל התרומיס כוסף, דווקא שניסיו ומינו. So then, it becomes bottle of the אבל מין בשביל מין היה אפילו יומש ביובש צורך שישי, כי אם יבשנו הם ביטנו בין טעם. So that's the time of most רשאים. The Issa Le'etah has his own time, because it's core, it can be usually, if it is מין שלא במינה, and if it is less, if there is less than שישי, so then usually it can easily be identified one from the other. So we mean the Chacham Mam Misaki that it should always require Shishim. Yechivu shenizbatel hachticha b'rov mutal gam v'afil yisir rabbonu leki u'mutal yodom lechir eskulam b'yachat. Who she takes that as the Roshi. I mean, not the Rashba she, but the two paskins like the Rosh. Afal pishe b'bada yich le'isa. Why? Because Isa never let her. וכן מותר לאכול כל אחד ואחד בפני עצמי ואין צורך להשליך אחד כנגד איסה הוא שתאיס דעת זה צורך להשליך זה צרה שסנה שיתן אבל זאת but he doesn't pass for like ואפילו I mean what is רשע סמוקר the mission in Trumis that if let's say one measure of Trumo it falls into a gdeiro of 100 measures of Trumo of if one measure of Trumo falls into a gdeiro of 100 measures of chum, so the aloche yitzele b'meir v'achod, but he has to take out one measure. So the other rishonim say that's because of the moment the aloche of moment hashevet, but there's no application to other isurim. But Rashi shita is that it's a din in all isurim.
in order to know to be able to be tailored, the rabbon. So the tool is not chesh for that chi. Vin tzorach la'ash lechachot kenegad yitzah. Va'afilo im yisav yisra noye, kem chomiz b'pesach, gotel b'rov. Keep me shehu, yomish b'yomish. Yomish b'yomish. In other words, you see, balar b'lach, by chomiz b'pesach, so there is a special takonis chachomim, itasel b'mash. Itasel b'mash. The question is, how about yomish b'yomish? By Pesach, so there are 2 days in Machlek Rashenim. There are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, two Rishonim Shulchan Aruch, we learned it in Machlek Pesach. So here, the two mentions it. So here, the two mentions 3 shittas. Regarding Yovish B'Yovish, by Pesach, whether it's Botel B'Rov or it Asas B'Mash. So he mentions 3 shittas. Va'afilo Mi'Yisrael Yisrael Amelik Chomil Pesach Botel B'Rov. Kibush Yovish B'Yovish, that's 1 shita. That in other words, Chomil Pesach on Larbelachas of the Mashu. But Yovish B'Yovish, Pesach is like Shor Yisroin. Virashi also Tabu Mishomil Pesach, Yovish B'Yovish, Bachile, Umatir Banoi. So, Rashi Shita is unique. In other words, Chomil Pesach vis-a-vis Achille, so Chomil Pesach has Yovish B'Yovish as the Mashu. But not Banoi. Elo Shematzach Lash Lecha, Echom Nem Leno. So that's Rashi Shita in Kolatere Kule, in all Yovish B'Yovish, Mid Rabbon only has to throw away one item in order to be able to be Tele, that's the Isa, maybe that's the Isa. So, V'Rabbon Pese Isa Hakel V'Afila Ba'anoi. V'Adein Yovi Orozal Matir Hakel V'Afila Ba'achil. So we have 3 shittas. We have the shita of the Rosh, that Yovish B'Yovish is bottle b'rov and even b'achile. Only lar b'lach. The Chacham has it. There is a shittes harishenim that even lar b'lach, Chacham is the Pesach doesn't pass the mash. We don't pass like that. That's the shittes of the shiltes in Rav Netam. So in other words, they have another girls in the Gemore, in Psochim, Daflamet. So according to that girls, Chacham is the Pesach is like Shor Yisurim, it's bottle b'shishim, and Pesach itself. There's the gears of the shiltes Rabbi Tam, but we don't pass like that shita. So, except for the shiltes Rabbi Tam, all Rishonim agree that chometz b'pesach lar b'lachas is a mashu. But we have 3 shittas ligabe yovish b'yovish chometz b'pesach. So the shita of the Rosh is that as far as yovish b'yovish is concerned, chometz b'pesach is like shor yisurim is botel b'rov and it's muter even b'achile. And then there is the shita of the Riv. That it's also Antiv Mosa Banoye, and then there is a shita of Rashi that vis-a-vis Achille, so Yovish B'Yovish, Asas B'Mash, Chomez Pesach. Oh, and vis-a-vis Anoye, it's Botel B'Shish. Oh. Ve'afilu v'im, Bishlachat Arubes, Acha Shenis, Batel B'Rov. So suppose you have it Arubes of Yovish B'Yovish, so it's Botel B'Rov, then he was Mevashel, he cooked all the 3 items together. Kosov HaRashbo, Shekolechot V'Echot Muta B'Fnei Atzmi. That has reference to Min B'Mine. So then there is no time. But, so Mid Reis even by Lar B'Lach Min B'Mine is Botel B'Rov. But the Chachomim or Misake in Lar B'Lach Min B'Mine requires Shishi. So that the Chachomim, that is only Shayach by Lar B'Lach. But by Yovish B'Yovish, since it's impossible, it should involve an Issa D'Raise, because it wouldn't give it time. So Mimele even if he was Mivashel, so it's Botel B'Rov. Kotzev HaRashbo Shekol Echad V'Echad Muta B'Fnei Atzmei. That's only if it's Min B'Mine. But V'Oreitev, but suppose he was Mivashel the three items of Min B'Mine, together with Reitev, so maybe it'll give it time. So it's all Shishimir de Isa. There's a Rashba de Shitose, because even if it's Nidari Ataruves, Libari, so it also requires Shishim, because the Rashba Shite is, the Taz says it's only Rabbanon, but that's the Rashba Shite, that by Yovish B'Yovish, Rov, you're not allowed to eat all the 3 items together with Asachas. Why? Because Midlchol Apochas Midrabbonon. I mean, this is what the Taz says. So we can only say Sanepachleta if the Biro of Kol Diporish is first established. But vis-a-vis all the 3 tichas together, there is no Biro of Kol Diporish. vis-a-vis a bishul of all the chtichas together. There is no bill of kolipor, because if there is no shishim, it will certainly give a tam miser in the whole theory. So mele we can say son of pachleta yiv. That's the rashbashite. So that's why it says we are eitev. If the three items of min b'minei that are bottom b'rov were cooked together with each other and together with reitev, so the reitev, so is also unless there is shishim neged that item of his reitev in tam shesor shishim eredisa v'adini over rosal v'ez rashbashite v'adini over rosal kosav. This is what Rambo mentions. So we can this bashel tzor samach leisa, because if it's lo neida, so then we don't say isa nepach leita, because the subjective element is necessary. V'im neida taruv v'asei, so then we say isa nepach leita. So then it also becomes a ta. Kiddush nis bashel gamareidem mudakulei. Then something else mentioned it too. Vimacha shenis batel b'rov nisei seif ala yiseh. You had yovish b'yovish rov. So it bought. But then suppose then you dropped more items of yiseh. So then it's chizav niya. It's chizav nesach. Alright, now it has. And simply could this. Chad b'tchei bot. V'chziv achirab l'hatis. V'lo yachmiru rabbonu l'hatzer samach kimu shenirui ali yischabit. Rak sheachmiru so again. He emphasizes shelo yechol shlosh ton keach echot don imon of shachich liyisa b'zachile. So we see from that the Taz assumes that the concept that Rashba is only chilik and the rosh and the rabbonim level not in Drasla. Oh, then he says v'chol zeh, the Rambam says v'chol zeh kishnisar v'minei avol shelo yi b'minei v'imakirei afil yovish b'yovish sol shishim. So the Taz says ובמיני אפילו בלער בלער אין צורך סמך אבן רבון. כמו שקוסף סימן צריך חס ספקות מחס, ביובש, סממילה, ביובש, אף אין רבון לא יחמיר. אבל בין המיני, שמנעתי רצות בלער שישים, כאילו שיש ניסי נסתם, על כל חוך, יחמיר רבונון, גם ביובש לא צריך סמך. שלא יובי לידייסה דרייסה בביש, שלא יובי לידייסה דרייסה, how could it come to a nisa d'raise b'bishul, but even according to the Rashba, it's only with Rabbanon that we don't say isa, isa nepach leita. But with raise we do say the answer is true. Even according to the Rosh, it's possible to have nisa d'raise al b'bishul. If it's bashel kinyan shenilu ataruv is lebayle, so then there is no bittul. So this is what the Taz means. Shelo nisa d'raise b'bishul. If the bishul will take place before it's not a tarubis. V'koshal. Kelim ha-bishul nizbata b'chov, v'ibo yishor n'michlo mid ha-raise, v'nasik et ha-gomo, v'lomo yesar ha-keim, na-teir b'bishul. So what does that mean? Even if it is lo yinid ala tarubis, but in case it's neida, so then it will become bottle. So memele, So why should it asa midraise when it's mivashel together? Vashel together, why should it asa midraise? Umayishne mahi de simen tzadik ches, b'siv beis, b'nisar v'mine v'nimine. So the mechaber and simen tzadik ches paskens like the Rashba. We saw that the mashal is chilek. We paskens like the Rashba. That just as we say, salik es mine kisheinei. So the converse of it is also true. So we say also, Salik Sheini Mini Kilaine, Vimini Robel of Vatle. In other words, Ligabe Mimbimine. So if Nishbach and we are sure that there is Rov, we don't know whether there is Shishin. So then we are till Hok. Gabe Mishain Bimine, what is Shalini the Haise. So if it's Nishbach, if we are not sure that there is Shishin, so then it's us. So the Mechaber paskens like the Rashba in Siman Tzadik Ches. Suppose there was a taruves of minei and chei minei. Let's say there was a taruves of bosa shchuto and bosa nivelo and reita feta. And we sure that there is rov, but we do not know as to whether there is shishim. So the Mechaber paskens like the Rashba in such a case, it is muter. So umayshlemai, because we say midaraisa, so the basan veilo becomes bottle in the basar shchuto. So he assuming that klapishmai is galye, that the reitiv does not have shishim neged the basan veilo, but as long as the shchuto has rov neged the veilo, so the veilo becomes neparlete. Because the Pchtichas Shchuto and the Pchtichas Nevelo both have the same time. So the Mele, when the Pchtichas Nevelo gives a time in the Reitev, it's not just the Pchtichas Shchuto gives by itself a time in the Reitev. It's the Pchtichas Shchuto together with the Pchtichas Nevelo give a time in the Reitev, because they both have the same time. It's Mimim Mine. So the Mele, we cannot say Tam Ki Ikea, that the Nevelo asks the Reitev. Because the Nevela by itself doesn't give its own time. The Nevela together with the Shchuto give a time boso in the raid. So we do show Mafagab Shkamayisa is in time, and we call it a time big nerve in the Atzme. Because it's the Nevela, the boso Nevela together with the Shchuto to give a time in the raid. Mashain came, so the Mele, the boso Nevela can attack the raid. So then we say that in as much as the Nivelo, as the Shchuto is Rov, neged the Nivelo, so Midraisa is bottled Rov, so the Nivelo itself becomes converted into Heta. So really it cannot Asa, right? Shoma for Kemshika Moisa is in Tamil Minim, come Tam Nigashin Vatsme, Mashinki Midize, Sheta Moisa, near the Shvifniatsme. The time was given into the Gdeire before it was Nidat Aruves, some mele it asses. Mutter Abel the Shio Shishim Vashim 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 אבל רואה לי ישחבי בין במינו בין משל ממינו לא יפתה לו אפילו בעל תליל סימן כופל מי במינו אב שלא יהיה במיני צורך סמי הכל וסומך או חתיך שנראו לי ישחבי של סב אחרת ממינו יובש ויובש דהיינה שניבלה לו יישר דהיינה שניבלה ויועיש הרי מדעצמי. So that's the definition of Yavish Yavish. Sheinivla, because of there is no uniform distribution. Because of Abach, the Kemah became given the Nivla and Mikhalar Belach. At Kalashinach, because of Marie, because of Adeshim, Shimasmag, or Bishos, the Akimesh, or Achaim, Sikh, and Isaiah, the Hikos, which is Haraj. The Roy Kimash Mavite is very cool. The Kemah became a Lavi Kalach, Kalar Belach, Elokish, or Isaiah. It's not like that. חד בתרי בוט הטור הביא מחלקת הפוסקים גבי איסורי הנוי כחומר לפסח וחי גם והמחבר ושמיטיקה. Why? Because it's not נגיע אס now, that's נגיע נרחי ובשסום בחמה שכוסה ברחי מצמין תפנים זיין דאפיל בלף לבוט ושיהיה שאינו מחומר שום מישור איסורים של מחבר נחס פסח מנשנס בעוד רשנס. So יובש ויובש חד בתרי בוט הטורי ומחלק ספוסקים כבי איסור הנוי. לא, סוד. בתחיבות, לסקם בתחיבות. סיבו. כלימה, בירוב. What is emphasizing? כי תחסיב אחרה במעטיס. So the primigodim explains that we mentioned it last time. what does the shach mean? Betray bottle kalima behov. What is it? Maikom hashmalon. Everybody knows that two against one is rov. I mean, he has to tell us that such a big chiddush that two against one is rov. No, he's telling us that we shouldn't make the mistake. We shouldn't make the mistake in the mechada by saying that keif is required. It will chad betray. That means there are two chtichas of eter and I get one chticha visa. So double is required. I could say. So kamashvah, no, double is not required. All that is required is more rov. This is what the shach means. Tlima berov, tlasiv acharab nuhadis, va'afilu lek rov ele bahanach tre, she'im k'tani mi'u'isa. So as long, so the primigodim explains it, in other words, we don't need keiflu, we only need more, and even if there is more in the one chatiche of heter, neged the small, the two smaller chatiches of Isa, so it's still bottle. In other words, so the shach is saying, according to Pshat, the shach is saying two chidushim. One chidush is that we don't need keif, and the second chidush is that rov means rov binyan, not rov minyan. So if there is it aruves of so sometimes two small chatiches can become bottled rov in one very big chatich, even though from the point of view of minyan of number, so the Yisar has the rov, but we don't consider number, we only consider size, rov binyan. And also according to Primigodim, the shach shita here is that we just need rov, we do not need keif. Kolechol b'fniat. Chad b'tribotu mutalochlon olechot. Kolechol b'fniat. Aval yochlon shloshtam yachad. Vichshoich olechot, aneim azeh sharet. Vichim b'cholechot v'echot. Vafilu b'achin aneimia. Ma shenechol vishnu yishol isa. Uchvor olachlei. Vizeh shol hetaru. Ma sheinki. Bidvor anivlo lifichanich. Lekulon keachol. Tishin arajb. So b'yobish b'yobish. The rajb shiteiz. B'asach has you cannot eat all the three items. But b'zach hazeh yalaut. Even though he knows in the end that the Eidi is here to fall his hair, the answer is the Rashba is also made that there is a locher of Visa Nepach Leheter, Gabi Yomish B'Yomish. But that has to be based upon the Bureau of Kol D'Porish. So, in as much as vis a vis a single item, there is always a Bureau of Kol D'Porish, so, even the Isa is Nepach Leheter. מתאם זה משמע דור הדין דימות על האחל א' ובייס ובייס ואחל להפוק שלושתו יחד אלוהי ואוכל משמע להסבור לי כמון ספקות נלוויס דימות על הלבש לביס דיירס. Now, so we have the שיטה מחבר פסקנס like the רשבו that in the פשעת according to the Tazis that there is a din of איסה נפח להתר even with רבונו ביובש ביובש, but that has to be based upon the Bureau of Kol D'Porish. Upon the Bureau of Kol D'Porish. And Ramor, so Bimok, Shaloi Bimokim have said, so is in Cheshis for the Sheet of Tesis, that even Bazar HaZeh is not allowed to eat. The same person. And Bimokim have said, he relies on the Sheet of Sorosh, that if it's Neida Taruves, so then it becomes, so it's Isa is Nepachleta. Shaloi Biminei, V'chol Zekish Nisar Biminei, אבל שלא במיני, ואם מכירי, אף ליובש ביובש סורך שישי. כגי שנפרח לכתיחס דקיס, שהניקה בין זה לזה, טור, ונראה לי במשכחס לנעמי, כגי שיש כאן בי זוגים ומיני, ונדע שאחד מנוסע, והנה ידוע איזה מהן, כי נשוחת כמה מינים, ידוע שאחד מנשחד, שלא יקרה יגר, ואין ידוע איזה, חיים כל היצ הזה. אבל מה שקוסף מעביר בהגויס, שאל ידוע עצים להתס, וכי כמה שאל בירת, מסביב ספרי צור והבח ושורחים למשכחס בשניסה ובייס מינים שחלוקים בשמו ושובים במעלה. So he mentions, he, he mentions a tzio of Mishal and Muni Yavish Miyavish, where two items were on the Sarev, two items that have different names and have the same appearance. So, Tzorchiyan du Mabikach Shechlukim Bishmon. Hotzrichim li Yeschlukim Bitaimi. In order that they should require Shishim, why do you require Shishim? Because maybe he'll be mevashel them together. So if there is no shishim, he'll give a tam. So that is shayach when it's chlukim b'tam, not when it's chlukim b'shmom. The tam of chlukim b'shmom is shayach according to the Isa v'heteras explanation, but not according to the tam that the reason why we require shishim is because maybe we'll be washing together. So he says, Tzorchin, ma bikach shechlukim bishmon? Or tzorchin li yeschlukim bitaimon, do yosa mishim taim? Vinyo yetore seifer, vitzorchin ma shechlukim bitaimon vishovim bimare. O yistome di milske, ki shechlukim bishmon, chlukim bitaimon. So as long as they have different timing, so there is a possibility, if we give it time, so then it will become osa, and they'll be washing them, kidim shenidat harubis. Because after shenidat harubis, according to the Rosh, there is no problem. Alright, so he says, Abol shaloi b'minei vei makirei, afu yovish b'yovish sorg shishim. Uai, kivin di mivashlein, yitnta, tur b'shim sivratum, v'chein kos varanza, umiyu ki amrinu di yovish b'yovish, chad yitrei potl, afilu migrabono. Hanem milen min b'minei, kivin di midraisa afilu b'rach, b'rach, b'yru b'ptele, l'yach migrabono b'yovish. Do you have shalom b'yisrael di sadarais? Abol min b'shim b'minei, di b'rach, b'rach, az minom b'sataim, מי ראיסה אפילו יום ישנם בין הסמך כי איך אני מבש לו ראיסה לידי איתיים דאביד זה ראיסה עד כאן לשני הוא מביא הביסיוס מביא הבדבורוב לדוב או שינו עושה לו מדרבונון so he emphasized the fact that he can become involved in Yisrael Raisa because being that if it's only again in Yisrael Rabbonon אף שלא יבין מיני צורך סר ביובש because even if he'll be מבש לו not be even Yisrael Raisa do you have שקלאו ומייסל ישראל רייס וחי גב נכסה לסימן צריך חס וחי יחד כאן ומבין מן הישווי כאלה כולה כאילו לצורך סמה אחר מדרבנות הועדים בישראל רבון אין שם ועל פי זה so since the Ran emphasized the fact that the reason is why we require Shishim Amin Shol Yimine in order he should not become involved in Yisrael Raisa so it should follow that if the whole problem arises in connection with Yisrael Rabbanon so then we shouldn't require shishi. Val pizem yom liyash. Mas nim tzva goy shari ture. Simu la metes. Shni a goy smi ozoa. We mentioned last year. The sasra do de. The iso som. One ozoa says. I have a dovo yovish. We have some drabonon. Afil nisam yifchat. Bichat. מותבחים את בני סוד אלו זו רואה, תקענו לשאיר so the רואה says that if it's נגיע on this רבונון so it becomes bodily וניסוד אחד אחד וכינו בגועס מי עוזו רואה בסיפה ולסחובים ובסחו אחר בסומוך איסה וזהו לשני עוזו רואה בלן תרס נעדר עוזו רואה מסחתה ולסחובים אם הוא דובת לא יוסר על מיד רבונון אם ניסר אחד בתחיל מותבחים את בני סוד so the second Yazua is not in consonance with the first Yazua. The first Yazua is so makil that by an Israel Rabbanon so Yovish be Yovish is bottle chabechat. The second Yazua says that by Yovish be Yovish so in the son of chab betray muter מותבחי להל, את נאיז מיודון, פרש לי ישראל וניחובים, ויצור אחיו. עד כאן לשני, מסוג קש. So there is a stir between the two Yazaruas. In other words, one Yazarua purports to say that Ibn Chabichad is bottle and the second Yazarua says no, only Chabichad. וצוקש בהגוי אחרי מגוף what does he say in the second הגוי מחסר לפחד בתחי מותה באחיל את בלי מי אודו פירוש לישראל לחובים או אפילו ישראל דרעי סבוטו בתחי
כמו שהסכימו כל הפייסק, וכן בהגוי סיבה בני זורם שמי זורוע, ויסוע מי בהגוי שני כוסר בסתמות על בני זורם, ובהגוי אחרי נקוסר לישראל ולכחוב. כוסר לישראל ולכחוב. מי הוא במקצת סבור, מי זה גם בהגוי ראשון לישראל ולכחוב. אלא מי ראה את הגוי האחרי, אין לי ראי, but there is a steer. There is a steer between the two הגוי סני זורוע. One הגוי says that even אחד בחד, it becomes bottle, and the other הגוי says only אחד יותר. How can we reconcile the two Azoras? El Nira Dagoy Achin Maira Shoi Bimilei, the second Dagoy of the Azora, that is more Machmir than the first Dagoy, which says that we need Chabitrei, so that is reference to Shaloi Bimilei. In other words, the Shach is saying that by Yisrael Rabbonon, So min b'minei requires only chad b'chad to become bottle. That's the first agoy. The second agoy that says it requires chad b'trei has reference to min shaloi b'minei. So by nisad ha'ra'is we require shishi. But by nisad ha'rabonon we only require rov. This is how he reconciles the two apparently contradictory ezoras. מי הוא מקצת סבור מי שקם בהגוי ראשון הוא יסור לחומר ניר אל הגוי אחרי נמר יש רואי במיני כשניפו הבכתירס דאקס הוא סביר עלי כי הרד הוא כך כוס אפי ישראל בלי דיכות לשם הוא יזדם אם הוא יישר לפיו של ישראל הוא מחוי הדוב או שיעד שהוא יישר שהוא שראי נקיטם של היתר שהוא יהיו אלי מיני סור הקונים כתודי שח מי שלא יהיה במיני, אם יש לרבונות. So then, it requires rov, but not shishi, had it been a dreis, it requires shishi. And then, when the Lord Zohar says, that it should only be given to Yisrael and Yichovim, so that's not Misaradim. That's only as a chum. So, ולקח כוסף ישראל ויחוב לשם הוא יזדם לישראל לפיו של ישראל ומחוי הדובה שירדי של ישראל שאין כתם של היתר שהוא ממיני ואם כן צורכי הוא נאמר שכוס ורעב anyway this is how he reconciled the two Ezoras the one Ezora that says that הישראל הבונון חד בחד is bottle that he applies the Shach applies to ממיני the second Ezora says that הישראל הבונון הוא יקווה ירוב but not שישים he applies to מין שלו ואם כן צורך היא ממש כוס ורב יחיל בכל זה מישראל רבונון דמיני הוא איזה so yes the cash now against רמו ורמו עושה זה יחיל בכל זה מישראל רבונון מדראי זה so that means that there is no difference whatsoever between מישראל רמו מדראי זה but according to the Shach's explanation of the Azor well there is definitely a difference by מישראל רמי זה מין שלו במילי we require שיש here we require only רוב we require only רוב by Mimbiminei, so we require Rov here, by Nisaraisa. And there by Nisarabonon, we require only Chad Bechad, so there is definitely a fundamentalist thing. ואם כן צורכים, או מה שכוס ורעב, ואם חוזר מזה רבון, דמנאי מזה, והרי מוכן דבר רם לגוי שער ידולה, וזה רבון, אף שלא ימיני בוט ברוב, ואם חלק כזה, so in other words, so why does he require שישי, ודיבי סבורי, גם בדעקני שתיר אשחת, וכוס הפרק שאפים מזה רבון לצורכו, ולבוט אחד אחד, כמו שהסכים בסיוס ממש בו יספוס, ולהפוקה גוי שער ידולה, ושינה מזכרס, אבל אם עוד ישראל רבונן בת ברוב שלא ימיני לא יזכיר ונראה so at first the Shach assumes that the Pshat in the Ramo is that there is no distinction whatsoever between ימיני and שלא ימיני in so far as your Yavish is concerned so then he says but he's chilek on the Ramo then he says maybe the Pshat in the Ramo is also in accordance with Yishite ונראה דהרב לכל הרעש, ליצור ביטו ברוב, ולהישג אחד אחד. So then he says, לפשט עם רמו יש, when he says, לנחילוק, so the רמו does not have reference to תערו בסייב יובש מי שלא ימיני. by תערו בסייב יובש מי שלא ימיני, there is a difference between ישראל רייס and ישראל רבו. But, because
by Balanisa the Rai says only require Shish, and by Isa Rabbanan we only require Rov. That is, but what does the Rambam mean? The Rav Likor Arish, Vitzor, Bitl Rov, Misage, Chad V'Chad, even though there is a Rashi to use, the Balanisa Rabbanan. So Chad V'Chad is bottled, because they include the Misa Rabbanan in the Rai says, Mashenkin vis-a-vis so the Rambam doesn't mean that there is no distinction between Nisa Raisa and Rabbanan. There is a distinction. By Nisa Raisa, so require Shishi Nisa Rabbanan. And by Nisa Rabbanan, we only require all. So Nisa Rabbanan, they make a few years be over, she talks Shishi. Yovish biyovish, tzorch shishi, sifiyut, v'chosav mari, v'yodei b'shim sifar atroma mashma ni tzorch shishi melom drabon, v'tzorch hilu, b'tei sisi lo ivri, di mashma os mtuvi shi tzorch samach midrais, even by yovish biyovish, that's a very strange chicken. Why should it require midrais, by yovish biyovish shishi? Ovishav heta kosav denyom drabon, v'chim posakara b'teres chatos, ומשל בזה בהתה שלהם, ובסיפרת רגע הנושא, הביא למעריל בשביל האות בפסק הלוח, ולין נראה כדברי הרב, כי למשמע בסיפר התרומה ותור להדיר להבו ומרבו. נראה, זה צים פסק, תת יובש ביובש, מי שלא ימינה של בקבל השישי מדרעיס, יובש ביובש, so there is no time, ואיסר זה מבנה עצמי, היתר זה מבנה עצמי, except that I don't know which is which, so how can it require שישי מדרעיס? So the Ramos שיטה is also, that it only requires shishim, yobis nisomini requires shishim on drabon. Lulim yirekidim arav, kimash vizvah tchumu yotored, yoyahad on drabon loch, malikos of magi gufe, visi yayit shavachid nasarami, visi visifkot mtes, umat, but, the taste is nila ivrim, vatid be like a ivrim, lano shein rayet, imash mo osom edim ivrim, dayer yobis nila abelach, not that yobis nila abelach, la abelach requires shishim, gam nok to be ivrim, kema bekemach, but you'll ask, but there we discuss this Kema B'Kema, the answer is no, Tesis holds, as most Rishayim and Poskim hold, that Kema B'Kema is also, so is also La B'Lach. I'm not to be the brain Kema B'Kema, La B'Lach, which is Beres of Kotten Gimu, we got Marie Gufi, because there's a bias. Feel like you're going to have a state coupe, it's much for Tafke, Mashma, the Kema B'Kema, have a La B'Lach. We tell you that, Sha'araz v'chidusho, Sha'araz v'chidusho, Peri Danoshe, הטיק דבר תאיס ופגר הנושא, בשם צבא תרומו, וכן הוא באמי סבא תרומו, וכבו נסבוי על סבא תרומו סביר, ודאין עוד רבונו, וכן הרש בגובה, וכל זה בהטי בחידושו, שמיני ביובש, בת מטר, ברוב נדבון, צורך סמך. אבל ועד אל התאיס ופגר הנושא, סבא תרומו, ענאו, עלו בלעולה, וזה בו, ואם ריצה לבש לו יחד, ואין שום, ואין שום, סמך, מוטל הר בסלם. מוטל הר בסלם. Because even though the Rash, the Mechaba Paschas like the Rash, well, so you're not allowed, Yovish B'Yovish, Minchalo B'Mina, to be Mevashel together, because it will give it time. And then it will be Oseh. So that only means that he cannot be Mevashel the three items together. But suppose you have Rov, and then you add more items of Heta, so that there should be Shishim. So like this, there is a lochim vatum tzachatchile, but here, it's mutayim tzachatchile. Why? Because this holding of a mevatum tzachatchile, whether it's the rabbonon, as most rishonim say, or it's a nisa l'raise, as the Ravid says, and we learn it out from Zriya Bashelo. So when is there such a nisa, whether it's the raise or the rabbonon? When each item by itself, each chticha by itself, is osa bachile. Mashenk in here, where each item by itself, each chikir by itself is muta bachile. We cannot eat them together. We cannot be mevashel together. So since each item, each chikir by itself is muta bachile, so when you are mates, if you're not mevatel, it's ochatchile. Because you are mevatel something that is heter. Only thing is, you are accomplishing something. If you wouldn't be Macy, so then if you'd be Mevashel together, it would Asa. But once you are Macy, if you are Mevashel them together, it doesn't Asa. Vimris Vashel. Miu, Levashel on the base day race. So he says, Vimritza Levashel on Yahad, Vein Shem Samach Mutar Harbis Alek. Miu, Levashel on the base day race. So he shot, When do we say that we cannot be mivashel together? That is, in one day, but in two separate days, we can be mivashel. Mivashel b'derishah, v'afilu bishlom, b'beis deris, kedem sheneida hataruves, is mutalochlom. That's the lashon of the Bach, but that's strange. The Shach is masik. So he says, v'afilu bishlom b'beis deris, kedem sheneida hataruves, mutalochlom ha'kei. Okay, in other words, now the Rajbo asks to be Mivashel all the three Chatiches in one day, but to be Mivashel in separate days, so then it is all right. So he says, but the Mivashel in these days, the Bach says, Yishore, and even if it's Bishlam in these days, Kedem Sheneida Tarubes, Mutalochlahakein. Sharei Harashbo Nachmiya Kish Bishlon Yahad. Afilu Bishlon Achashanirata Ruves. Vita Bishl Mikhtosan Sadakod. Umisasan Sadakhir. Mishit Kosa Bishosef Mishmei. So in other words, so the Bach says that according to the Rashbo, that it's Mutat Mivashl Beis Deiros. So even if it is Kedem Shneida Taruves and Shach is Chelek, because Kedem Shneida Taruves, there is no Bittul, because the subjective element is an essential ingredient in the Bittul, and if the Bairim is not cognizant of any mix-up of any Taruves, so then it doesn't become Bittul. So even if it was Mivashe, even if it was Mivashe in Tug Deires, so it's also Ufi Anizaiti, the Hodi Matra Rajba, Bibishlam Deis Deires, Haile Mishum Dechiv, Dineida, ונזבטל מנתר, וגם מדרבונון ברור, אלו בלבשלון יחד עושה, משום שחוזר ויסה וניסה רפים העת. Now you see, there is a strange thing in the Rashba. As a matter of fact, that could be the reason as to why the Taz says that the Rashba is also made it to the lomdes of the Rosh on a Christ level. And he's only chilek on the Rosh against the Israelic and the Rosh and the Rabbanon. How does he know? Maybe the Pshat in the Rashbo is that Midraisa. So we do not say Yisa Nepech Leheta Bayovish Biyovish unless the Biro of Kol Diporish is first established. No, so he has a right. Because if we are going to say that the Rashbo Shite is that even on the Midraisa level, the Bittul of Yovish B'Yovish, of Isa Nefech Le'etah, has to be based upon the Biru of Kol Diporish. So Mimele, the Rashbo should not only say that you are not allowed to eat all the three Chatiches together Basachas. Even two Chatiches B'Basachas you're not allowed to eat. Only one Chatiche B'Basachas. So then, let's say, one Chatiche of Isa was mixed up with two Chatiches of Etah. So, vis-a-vis an individual chatiche, we have a bureau of Kol Diporish. But vis-a-vis all the three chatiches together, we don't have the bureau. And vis-a-vis two chatiches together, we don't have the bureau of Kol Diporish either. But the Rashbo is matter to eat two chatiches at a time. And to be mivashel in two deires. Even though in one deire he'll put one chatiche, and the other deire he'll put two chatiches. So then, that is matter. Monefsheh, if the Rashbo shite is and the Raisa level, that we, in order to apply the din of Bittul, of Isa Nepech Le'etah, we must establish the Bureau of Kol Diporish, so we should say only one item at a time can be eaten, not two items, and the Rashbo is Matia, Achille of two Chatiches at a time, three not. So it's a Raya, that was probably the Raya, that made the Taz draw the conclusion that the Rashbo is made it to the Rosh on the Raisa level. But Midrabonon, so Midrabonon, the Pshat Midrabonon is not that Midrabonon, we do not say Isa Nepech Leheter unless the Biru of Kol Diporish is established. So then you should say Midrabonon is not allowed to eat two Chatiches at a time. He says only so all the three chatiches. The answer is midrabonon. We do not say isa nepech le'etah if it is borukayei. that he's eating the year to fall is. That's the Rabbanon. Not that the Rabbanon is that first we must establish the Bureau of Kalipolish. So this is what the Shach says. Ufin is daiti. The Hodi Matir Rajbo the Bishlam the base there is. Heine mishum the chim di neida vin is batel min atere. We can with Rabbonon Birov, el di vashlon yachat oseer, mishum shechozar o yisa vin isariv maeta. So it's also the Rabbonon, because definitely, I mean, without the shadow of a doubt, there is the Yisa. Svari yu kisho yisor mani vlon, kisho vrashbo lehetye, vi osa ros mit Rabbonon, vi hilkach, kol shen is bashel bi beis deiris, to the chosa li is kisho yisor mani vlon, ובישו שאיכו כל גדירו וגדירו שנסבשו בו אימר או יישא בגדיר אחר הסמוטה ואפילו תמיד מסוויקר לנפלון מכל מוקם חב לסוויקר רבון לכולה ואפשר עצמו לסוויקר רבון הלכה ואפשר לגוז רבון מיני ביסם אחר בלח ממש אבל כשנסבטר כבר ברוב לא יחמיר להקין והוא כמו לרייסה אבל so that's only to if it is נעידת הרובס so there is ביטול מדרייסה אבל כשלוי נעידת הרובס. So then, the subjective element is a necessary ingredient in the raise in the bitum. So, Avuk Shlinkagubis, the Osborne is Batu is a cloud. The Osam Natere, El the Atomish has Bishon Nidatagubis, in Cain al Kogdero Ye Shlema, Shemo Isabezu, Havelis Vake the Raise, Ulihumre, the Osalikulaume, Vidinikin Kamon, Sof Simen Kufidalev, the base Davis or Mechot Mistafu Latmisam. Some it seems like it overposhit. I mean, how can the question arises? How can the Bach say the contrary? The Bach says that if he was Mivashil in Beis Deireis, even not in one Deire, so even Kedem Shemidat Aruves, so is Mutal Ochlon. But the question is this: there were three Chatiches. One Chatiche is Isser, two Chatiches is Eter. Then he doesn't know which is the Isa. Then he took two parts, and in one part he put these two Chatiches, in one part he put this Chatiche. So then the Bach says, Kidim Shenida Hataruves. He did that. So the Bach says, according to Rashbo, it's Muta. Why should it be Muta? After all, Kidim Shenida Hataruves. So Mele, it's possible. There are two alternatives. One chance, I mean, it's one against one. I mean, it's a Sofik Ashok. Because when the Chatiche is Isa, so it's possible that the Isa was cooked in the pot that by itself. But it's possible that in the pot by itself, so the Heter was cooked. And the other pot had the two Chatiches, one of which was Isa and one which was Heter, and the Mele. So of course, so the Isa gave a time in the Heter. So how does the Bach say that in such a case we are allowed to eat all the three chatiches? So there was no beetle. So we have to say that the Bach shiti is that this halacha, that the subjective element is a necessary ingredient in beetle. That's also in the Rabbanan de Kalocha. Midraise, even without the subjective element there is beetle. There is Isan Epachleta. So the Mele, even though at the time when he cooked the three chatiches in two parts, two chatiches in one part and another chatiches in another part, he didn't know anything about the mix-up. But Klapishmai, it was Galie, that there was a mix-up. So the Mele, objectively, I mean, there was a mix-up. Even though, I mean, it might sound like a repugnant expression, I mean, how is a child to say objectively there was a mix-up. I mean, it's Yom Shvi Yom, it's not Lablach. But this is what it means, I mean. So, in other words, since there was, the facts were of such character that once it is known to the Bible, so that means there would be Bittul. So even before it became Neida, to the Bible, so Midraise, the Issa was Nepachlet. So Mele, but only with Rabbonon the Isa was not Nepachleta. Since only with Rabbonon the Isa was not Nepachleta, so we are making according to the Bach. But that's the reason as to why the Bach is making. But the Shach is chinek, and the Shach holds. So the Shach says in so many words. So in other words, we see that the Shach spells it out, that the subjective element is a necessary ingredient in the halayis bittul. Not only mitrabanon, it's mitraise, it's a necessary ingredient. So that's the reason as to why the shach is chilek on the bach. All right. Now, sifid gimu, veim be mishum vato yiseh, kiben shekolechot muta bifnei atzmi. All right, now simen kufiyut. Now, simen kufiyut deals with yovish b'yovish, with dovah choshu. Now, there is a halacha that the dovah choshu does not become bottom in dovah choshu. Now, what does, is that in the rice dika halacha that the dovah choshu does not become bottom, or in the rabbana dika halacha? Now, what is the dovah choshu? So we have several types of dovah choshu. One type of dovah choshu is balachayim. Balachayim is not bottom. Let's say there's the Mishnah in Zvoch. There's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Zvoch in Perek Kolat Aruves. It's called Kolat Arut, Perek Aruves. It's called Kolat Zvoch. פרק שמיני לב זווחים, דף עיון עומד בייסי זווחים, כל הזווחים שניסהו בחתו יסמי סייסו בשירה ניסקו, אפילו אחז ברים מיום מוסקו. So in other words, even one in 10,000, and when it says one in 10,000, so it doesn't mean דווקא one in 10,000, it means one in 100,000. There is one rov, he wrote a sefer, and he tries to show that it's דווקא, I mean, אפילו אחד באלף לבוטל, so it means so he is bottle and here it means remake, but it doesn't make sense. I mean, why is it? So it means that no, without any limit. So that's the halacha. Why? Because balachai. So balachayim, that's one type of a dovah choshev. Balachayim is one type of dovah choshev. So afilu achas beribe yom musukum. It's not bottle. That's one type of dovah choshev. Now then there is another type of dovah choshev. Chticho will is chabit. If the chticha is something that is served to distinguish guests, so that's also the vachoshuv, so then it's not bad. Then we have a type of a vachoshuv of doma shebiminyan. But doma shebiminyan is not a liberty kula alme. That it's not bottle. Reb Meir says the doma shebiminyan is not bottle. Reb Meir, but Remeya, that's in the Mishnah Ole. Peregim Lavole, Mishnah Vol. Mishnah Ole, Chvili Tilton. Tilton, Shalpaya Kara. Tilton, that's in English, it's called fenugreek. It's a member of the leguminous family. So Misha Hoyle Chvile Tilton Shall Kloya Kareb Yidliku. Because it's also Banoi. Nisal Bachirim Kulom Yidliku. Dimu Reb Meir. Without a limit. Even Belef. So Kulom Yidliku. Why? Because it's Dova Shabiminye. It's all by number. Let's say, so many Tiltons and so on. So, Vachachomim Emrim Yalu Be'echodu Masai. So the Chachomim Achili can Reb Meir. Chachomim Achili can Reb Meir. And the Chachomim say that it is but then Mishnah Zayin proceeds. Shoy Reb Meir, Reb Meir, Eshedarkei Limneis Mikadish. Whatever is the derech to be counted, it's sold by number. It is sold by number. Let's say today, I mean, this mitzias of being sold by number varies from place to place and from time to time. Certain things that, let's say, years ago might have been sold by number, and today they're not sold by number. And vice versa. Let's say, I think oranges, you don't buy a pound of oranges. You buy a dozen of oranges. You don't buy a pound of oranges. But other fruits and vegetables, you buy by weight, you see, not by number. So, whatever is sold by number, so that asks, and it doesn't become bottle. The Chachomim Emrim in Mikadei Shelo Shishu Dvorim Bilvad. The Rav Akiva in Ashivo. What is the Shishu Dvorim? The six items that are bottle, that are Dovah Choshev and are not bottle. Veilu Hei, Egei Ziperech. A Gezi Perach, so that two pshatim, what's a Gezi Perach? One pshat is, Perach is the name of a place, certain nuts that in a certain of, that grew in a certain place. And another pshat is that it is kliposom rakov nifrochim, in other words, that nuts that have a very brittle shell. So that's a Dalachosh. Veila in a Gezi Perach, it doesn't mean that today they have to be Dalachosh. Because that depends upon the taste, I mean, and the attitude of people. Because Bizman Chazal, it was a Dabar Choshev. So the Rambam says that it changes with Yam Moki Bazman. Velegezi Perach. Rimini Baden. Now Baden, that's the name of a place, pomegranates, that grew in Baden. Vichovies Tumates. I mean, Chovies Shoyayim that are covered. Vichuf is Taradin. In other words, that certain leaves of certain beets, we could say kruv, that's heads of cabbage, glass yvonis. So in other words, a Greek pumpkin. Apparently, I mean, there are all kinds of pumpkin. So only the Greek pumpkin was a Dabar Choshev. So that's six things. But Rabbi Akiva is a seventh item. Rabbi Akiva is a afkikore shabu abayis. In other words, of a loaf of bread that was baked by a private person, by a householder, not by a baker. So in other words, the householder, a baker, so it was for sale, so mele, he didn't bake it in such a fancy way. Mashenkin, if a householder baked, so that he made it in a fancy way, so it was mochosh. Afkikosh abayis, so in other words, So only Rav Meir says the Dabar Choshev Minyan is a Dabar Choshev and doesn't come bottle. But the Chachamim, including Rav Akiva, because Rav Akiva agrees with the Chachamim, except that he adds one item, Kikoresh of Alabayis. So they say the Dabar Choshev Minyan is not bottle, but other Dvarim Choshevim are bottle. What? Six things, seven things. Now what? Now the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Meir. The Arishayim pass like Rav Meir. But the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Meir. The Rambam passes like the Chachomim, but he actually passes like Rabbi Akiva. Because some Rishonim, they mention Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva b'chol machte, because Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Chachomim, except that he adds one item. I mean, we have to understand what is the machlokes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva. Well, that we'll discuss. But, so the Rambam passes like the Chachomim, like Rabbi Akiva. I mean, not like Rabbi Meir. Not like Rabbi Meir. Now the question is, so Dabar Choshev Minyan, according to the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva, is not considered a Dabar Choshev. But these six things are considered a Dabar Choshev. Why these six things? You couldn't say that there is something peculiar about these six things, because the Rambam says that these six things is only in certain mikemes, in Zman Hatanoim, they were a Dabar Choshev. But in every generation, in every place, so it might be something else. So the question is, what is it then? If it had been a constant thing, all right. But it's not a constant thing. It changes. So we have to know what was the distinguishing feature, Bizman HaTanoim, of these six, seven things. Rambam in Perik Zion of Machon Sassukas Aloha Aleph says Koashurim Ailu Shinosu Chachomim Lidovar Oso Shinisar Mina Amuteh Bishalohi Adovar Oso Mechamitz Mitaveh Oy Dovar Choshev Shuhaymet Kmei Shehu Veloi Nisari Vinidma Bidovar Amuteh Avu Moye Mechamitz Mitaveh Also Yime Oy Dovar Choshev Eisa Bechol Shehu. That's strange. The Rambam mentions in one Aloha the Din that Dovar Choshev is not bottle. And also, something that is used as a mitabel, as a flavoring agent, not something that gives it time. Anything gives it time. I mean, it all depends upon the ratio between the heter and the iser. Anything will give it time. But certain things are used as spices, as flavoring agent. So, I feel belly bottle. So, he mentions that aloche together with Dabar Choshev. Apparently, there is a common denominator to the aloche of minza davida litaime, let's say something that is used as a spice in the gdeira, and that is not bought la filbelev in the vachoshu, because there is a common denominator. Anyway, the Rambam mentioned it together. Avo, but if it was a dovar amechamitz or mitabel, or a dovar choshu, so, eisa b'choshu. So then he says, the aloche gimu, he says, dovar choshu shu eisa, b'minei b'choshu, shiva dvo. Veiloi, egezi perech, remenei baden, chov yestumes, chlofi starving, klachi kruv, tlasi vonis, v'kikosh v'abais, ikosh v'abais, like Habakkuk. The Torah says Chachomim, but it's really like Habakkuk. Liki Koresh Abayis. So there, that he mentions. Now, Loch Gimel, Perik Dezayin, Loch Gimel. Then, in Perik Dezayin, Loch Tes, he says, Yirali, Shekol Dovo Shehu Choshu Veitzov Neimokim Minam Kemis, Kein Gezi Perach, Meremenit Babim, Be'at Yisroel, Be'isan Azmanim, Shehu Eisa Bechol Shehu Lifich Shivusei, Be'isi Mokim, Be'isi Zman, Ve'lo Yehuski Ue'ilu, Elo lefishay neischim kol shein b'chol mokei. So what does it mean b'chol mokei? So it's not a special aloche that that is lasa, because these things, probably even the Zman HaRambam, these things were considered choshev in all mekeis. But if, after all, human taste and human nature can change, so then there is no reason as to why it should asa b'mashu aminjor. Any pardon? I mean, why? Because he says kol shein b'chol mokeim, so it means that bizman chazal, bizman atanoim, it was choshev in every mokeim, but certain things were choshev in one mokeim and not another mokeim, so in that mokeim where it's choshev v'yihu adin l'chol kayetzi behen b'shom mekeimis. And then he says v'dov ha'boruhu shekol isur ne'ilu midivrei. So in other words, we have to understand what is the distinguishing feature of these 6-7 items that b'chol mokeim, b'chol ha'poches in zman atanoim, so they were ido b'choshev. What is it? So let's see the Loshon HaRambam in Perush HaMishne in all. Now, the Rambam Perush HaMishne Nole, Perigimu Mishne, Mishne Zayin. So he says, Udlasi Vonis, Gamke Yodua, Kikol Eilu Heim Etzlom Yidueis, Etzlom means among Chazal, Yidueis Umnueis, Kolechot Vechot Vneatzme. In other words, it was always sold by none. Alright, so then but so the Kadmeya says something that is sold by none, but then there is a machlekes in Gemara in Beitzet of Dalet, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish in respect to Rabmeya, that Rabmeya says Shoy Rabmeya Rim Rashidar Kilim Nism Kaddish, but Chachon Machelik. So Rabbi Yechon says Eshidar Kilim Nishoninu, and Rish Lakish says Kol Shidar Kilim Nishoninu. Eshidar Kilim Nishoninu means something that is exclusively sold by number. It's never sold by weight, never by weight. Exclusively by number. Let's say, I mean, what would be an example today? I'm not a big buck in that, but I think that oranges is always sold by number. It's never sold by weight. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Meir says that it is. That Tilton is Mikadesh, is a filibelevly bottle, is because Eshedar Kilim Nishaninu, because it's always sold by number. But suppose something is sometimes sold by number, and sometimes by image, sometimes by weight, so then it's not considered Dovah Choshuv, and it is bottle. Rish Lakish says, Kol Shedar Kilim Nishaninu. As long as it is sometimes, as many times, it is sold by number, even though sometimes it's not exclusively sold by number, sometimes it's sold by Emet, so it's also the Vachoshev. So the question is, but the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is in regard to Rabbi Meir, but the Chachomim machlokes on Rabbi Meir, and they say only the seven, six things, seven things. So why does the Rambam say ki kolei Elohim etzlom yidui sumui is kolecha v'neatzmei? It's counted. It's all by number. Oh, so the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh adds one word, one expression. V'hoyu miyuchodis bishvach al kol shorapiris v'ayrokis shoyu meisi amin ulifichoch lohim im korim elo b'cheshbe v'chol odom oyo makpit aleyem v'zuloson miminom So the Rambam made a combination here. In other words, first of all, that it has to be sold by number, and then also that it's miyucholiz bishvach. The Shem Kubetzes, Davdalet, and Beitze, so he says the same thing as the Rambam, but he's more specific. So the Shem Kubetzes says there, the nafkimine between Reb Meir and the Chachomim consists in this. According to Rav Meir, so if something is sold by number, so then it's considered a bechoshet. What does it mean by number? Whether it means eshet akolim neis, or it means kol eshet akolim neis, exclusively by number, or sometime by number. That's a machlekes abichin reshosh. But according to Rav Meir, if it is a domo shebimine, according to the Chachomim, only if there is a combination of two things. If it is relatively expensive, and it's sold by number. And if it's sold by number, exclusively. So then it is considered a chashuv. So these six things, seven things, were relatively expensive. But Tilton was very cheap, but it was sold by number anyway. So Rameya says, even though it was relatively cheap, but since it's sold by number, not by him, so it's a chashuv. The six things, the seven things, so it's not only that minuyes, they are sold by number. What do you mean? It's relatively expensive. It's considered as to be something very good. You see, some melee, it has a high price. Some melee, it's a lavachosh. But suppose something is very expensive, but you don't sell it by number, you sell it by emet. So then, it's not a lavachosh. It's not a chashuv, so there has to be a combination that minuyes kol echod and miyuchodes bishvach. Miyuchodes bishvach. Anyway, so we have another davar chashuv, like the six things, the seven things, and then according to Rav Meir, we have another type of davar chashuv. And we have a machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. What does it mean, davar shemimiyen? Whether eshet da'at elim neishan inu or kol eshet da'at elim neishan inu. Or culture determination. Now, so these are the various types, categories of the Bechoshev. But the Bechoshev is not bottom. Now, the Bechoshev is not bottom. So in other words, we have Balechayim is one, Chdichore is Chabit is two, and then we have Dova Shebimiyan, according to Rabeya, is three, and then we have the six things, the Shisha Dvorim, the seven that means Dova Ramonu, and expensive. So fourth category of the Bechoshuv. So this aloche that it's not bottle. So is it a deraisic aloche or is it a rabbonic aloche? So many Rishim say that midraise everything is bottle. Rashi giving daf nun dalet. The Rambam says, I mean many Rishim, the Rashbo, that midraise everything is bottle. Midraise. The Balechayim and Tukdichoil is Chabeit. Everything. Everything is bottle. Every davar choshev midrais is bottle. But midrabbonon. So davar choshev is not bottle. However, the shnei seliyo, in Perek Gimel of all, in Mishneh Gimel, he says that davar choshev is not bottle midrais. But I don't know of any rishi. I mean, who agrees with the shnei seliyo? But it's a big chiddush. Anyway, now let's see. Davar choshev, any seliyo b'minei b'chol shuv. Ve'in zayin dvorim, just like Chabakim. Ve'ilein, egeze perech, ve'remini badin, ve'chav yestumeis. Uch, ve'fistarden, ve'kal chikru, ve'dlas yivonis, ve'kikro shal bo'a bayis, ve'chim balechayim, chshumim ein milintel. Aval shor dvorim, aval pi she'darkom limoneis. It means exclusively, they're always sold by number, but it's not expensive. Harinu einim kishur. That's why it's not like Rambam. But the Harishenim who do paskin, like Dovah Shebimiyan. the halacha like Rav Meir, because many, many gemaras accord with Rav Meir's halacha. So they pass like Rav Meir, that Dovah Shem Minyan does not become bottle. But we have in Rav Meir, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, whether Eshet Atelim Nishaninu, only something that is exclusively sold by number, or Kol Shet Atelim Neis, if it is sometimes sold by number. So the Ramor says, V'yei Shemrim, the whole Dovah Shem Minyan, not after the seven things, or something, or the counterpart of the seven things. What is the counterpart of the seven things according to the Rambam Shini Kobetzes? That means something that is sold exclusively by number, and it's relatively expensive. So anything that is sold by number, even if it's extremely cheap, but as long as it is sold by number, so is it of a choshev, it's not bottle. So the whole Dovah Shel Mi and the Haine Shel Darkelim Neistomi, in other words, like Rav Meir, but like Rav Yechanan, Eshe Darkelim Neishaninu, not Kol Shel Darkelim Neishaninu. V'chein Eyagim, V'hod Dovah Choshev V'nibotil, Eine Elo Midrabon. So the Shach says, Avod Siftes, Avod Dovah Shel Meichrim Lipomim, Gam Ki Meimet, Kmoi Beitzim, Shel Lipomim Meichrim Salmo Li Beitzim, Ki Lise Bishas. So then it's bottle. So even according to Pesach of the Ramo, the Dovah Shel Minyan is not bottle, so it's only Eshet Atelim, if it's exclusively sold by number. But Beitzim eggs, so in the Shach's days, so it was sometimes sold by number, and sometimes it was sold a bag full with the eggs. Amen. So the mele, that is bottle. All right. Now the Rambam, the Mechaber continues. Called as the Rambam. Called the Roshu Uchoshu. It's a baby came. It's mam came. It's can't get a perech for the minute body. But it's soil based mazmani. Who ain't say. בכל שהוא, לפי חשיבו שאי באיסי מוקים ואיסי זמן, ולהיסקר האלו אלו לפי שאי נאיסכים בכל שאים בכל מוקים, ולא הדין, what did it mean בכל שאים בכל מוקים? In other words, in those days they were בכל מוקים. That doesn't mean that in every generation it has to be טוב החושב. ולא הדין בכל קייצה בהם בשמחים. בעל החיים שנסרבו באחר, ונשחטו, בוטל חשיבו סון, ובטלי, אי בעל חי זה לא בחושב, it doesn't come bottle. I feel a beribe in 10,000, but only when it's alive. But if it was nishchat, so it's bottle de chshives. V'hu she nishchat o b'shedik. V'davke balechayim k'tanim, she neruim li'ischa b'itlach ha-shchitosot. But balechayim delim, so then it's the v'choshuv on the score of t'chorim li'ischa b'it. Not on the score of balechayim, but it's the v'choshuv on the score of t'chorim li'ischa b'it. All right. Tes chanuyis, now here is the aloche of kavua. Tes chanuyis, now kavua is exeras akosu. Kavua is exeras akosu. The Gemara learns doubt from Vorovalov. What does kavua mean? Kavua means, now there is aloche of kol di polish merube polish. But kol di polish merube polish is only shayach if the sofik is nilad after it was nifrash from the kviyas v'isa. But if the sofik arises in the Kriya Seisya. So then we say, Kol Kavua Ki Mechzo Al Mechzodom. What does it mean, Kavua? Let's say, you have in the market, or in the city, you have 10 stores, and 9 stores sell kosher meat. One store in the market sells treifa meat. A person bought meat in one of the stores in the market, in one out of the 10. He doesn't know in which, whether he bought in one of the 9 kosher stores or in the 1 treifa stores. He doesn't know. But he knows that he bought it in a store. So we do not say he called it Polish Merube Polish. Because since the Sofik was Nilad in the Kriya Seisya, he bought it in a store. So Mele, we say Kol Kavua Ki Mechta Al Mechtadam. Let's examine the Sakos. We learn it out from the Ora. Now, from the Orav. So that's but suppose you find in the market, in the street, you find a piece of meat, and obviously it came from one of the stores. So as long as 9 stores sell kosher meat, not only 9, even if 6 stores sell kosher meat, and 4 stores sell treifa meat, and you found it in the street, so we say, call the Polish, call the Polish. But of course, it's no svore, because from the point of view of chances, of probability, is the same. Is the same chances in the case where you buy it in a store or you find it in the street, but it's a cost. Kol kavua ki mechza o mechza. So that's the halacha. Tes chanui is meichiz basa shchuta. Vi achas, mi cheres, posa nevela. Vi lokach mi achas mehen. Vi yedua meiz mi lokach. Hari zo ose. She kol kavua ki mechza o mechza dome. Ki mechza o mechza dome. Avol bosa hanimtza bishuk. Oy biyad emit kichovi is mute. Keep me sherei v'chanui is meichiz bosa shchuto. Dechol di poris meru be poris. Zeu din teire. Aval chachomi mosru. Aval pi shekol ha-sheichtim v'chol ha-meichim v'Yisrael. So that's another the Rabbonon that is discussed in Simen Sama Gimel. That's another the Rabbonon. That's the Rabbonon of Bosa Shin Yisrael Min Ha'ayin. So there is a machlokes in that Gimel. Where the Bosa Shin Yisrael Min Ha'ayin is also or not. So the Mechaber here passes that Bosa Shin Yisrael Min Ha'ayin is also. But that's something else. That's because of Bosa Shin Yisrael Min Ha'ayin. But except for the Issa of Bosa Shin Yisrael Min Ha'ayin, so then if you find a piece of meat in the street, so then it should be meat. Alright. But Ayin, Simen Samagimu. So Simen Samagimu, he discusses all the dealing of Bosa Shin Yisrael Min Ha'ayin. When do we apply the Aloha of Bosa Shin Yisrael Min Ha'ayin? When don't we apply? Well, that's not our way. Avo, V'chod Amrino, Kol the Polish, Mechu the Polish, Haimish Lepirish Lefoneinu. אבל אם פירש לפנינו, אוי שראי, כשבלכו במלוקחי, הווה כלוקחי משום יום. Now we say that if in the market you have 10 stores, 9 stores selling kosher, and one store selling tray, and if you bought in one of the stores, so then it's kavua, it's kimech for mech. But if you find a piece of meat in the street, so then we say, call the poris, mechu the poris. It's from the rough stores that sell the kosher. That's only that. So this is the aloche if you found it in the street. And the halacha is, it's kavua if you bought it in the stores. But suppose, let's say I look through the window, let's say across the street there is a market. And then there are 10 stores across the street. Each house is a store. 9 sell kosher, and one sells straight. And I look through the window, and I see someone, a Jew, goes into one of the stores. The 10 stores